Earlier this month, staff at the Art Gallery of New South Wales walked on the State Parliament protesting job cuts at one of the country's most renowned art institutions on what they said was an attack on art. This is a situation being felt at similar institutions around the country, and here today to give us an insight into the impact of job cuts in the creative industry, we have Troy Wright, Assistant General Secretary of the Public Service Association, a major public sector union. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning, Troy.
Thanks for having me on.
Before we get started, tell us a bit about the work that you're doing there at the Public Service Association.
Yeah, no, thanks. We're a public sector union, like you say. We've got about 40,000 members who primarily are employed by the state government in areas like corrections, child protection, education, national parks, and right through all the cultural institutions in Sydney and New South Wales that probably most listeners know.
Yes, and these job cuts that are referred to there in the introduction at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, what was it that led to those?
Yeah, really frustrating from our members' perspective. The Art Gallery has been a real success story in the last couple of years. Mm. Saying that, it's had a minor budget overrun of about $7 million a year. Treasury went to the Art Gallery and said, you're not getting it this year. And unfortunately, management of the Art Gallery said, well, the only way we can save $7 million is cut a significant number of jobs. And we have been fighting against that because it's going to adversely impact operations at the Art Gallery.
Yeah, so these job cuts is very hard to justify them.
Very hard. And the areas that they're targeting, we've got real concerns about the operation of the Art Gallery going forward. It's curators, it's professional staff that make sure exhibitions are on. It's people that, you know, design the exhibitions, that liaise with overseas organisations to bring exhibitions out. If you cut those things out, it significantly hampers the operations of the Art Gallery moving forward.
What are some of the alternatives to job cuts?
Look, we asked firstly and foremost that they find the $7 million. I think that's small change in terms of state government, and particularly when you look at the state government's got plenty of money to splash on football stadiums, plenty of money to splash up the road here at the fish market.
Yeah.
$7 million is, you know, the equivalent in state government terms of the change you've got in your ashtray in your car. If they couldn't find that, we asked that they look at things like air conditioning. The Art Gallery, your listeners might know, but it has to be climate controlled.
Yeah,
the paintings have to be very, very carefully kept. Has an enormous energy bill as a result. Now, members said, look, why don't we go, you know, there's a push towards green solar and, you know, it could save a significant amount of money. If we invest that money, you'll save that money that way. No, they rejected that. Then we said, look, concentrate on the management classes. The management is very fat at the Art Gallery. And they haven't done that either. They've looked at working people that are going to actually, you know, front-facing people that are going to adversely have, their removal will adversely impact the operations of the gallery.
Yeah, the people and conditions that make the Art Gallery of New South Wales so vital and vibrant. Now, do the job cuts there at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, are they part of a wider pattern of funding cuts to art institutions and job slashes in the creative sector in the state?
Yeah, it's a really good question because we're quite frustrated that this government's really good at talking the talk in the art space, but we're not seeing them walk the walk. You know, the state government funds and operates not just the Art Gallery, but the Australian Museum down at College Street.
Yeah.
The State Library is a cultural space, and particularly the Museum of Arts and Applied Arts and Science, which is the powerhouse.
Well, as I say now, the job cuts there at the gallery, are they impacting wider creative industries?
Yeah, they will. They will. You know, like the art gallery's success in the last 2 years is phenomenal. It's had an increase in visitation at about 25%, and it's currently the 26th most visited gallery in the world. You know, little old Sydney has the 26th most valued visited gallery in the world. I think that's a significant achievement. Now, if you remove the staff that put those exhibitions on, that bring the people through the gates, that is going to impact the operation of the gallery. It's going to impact visitor numbers, and it's obviously enjoyed by a very broad spectrum of people from Sydney, New South Wales and right around Australia, and that's going to be a real disappointment.
And if we want to make Sydney, you're a Sydney, an international city, we need to have these institutions being vibrant, being sustainable.
Yeah, the government seems to focus a lot on events, you know, whether it's Vivid and things like that, which bring tourist numbers in, and forgets that it's run-of-the-mill stuff like the Art Gallery that can be a really, really boon for tourism and also enrich the, you know, Sydney public, that we're getting exposure to art that, you know, enriches all our lives.
I know, I imagine this is a story that is going to continue evolving. Troy, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. If we could stay in touch with you about this issue, that would be very much appreciated.
Be more than happy to, and thanks for your interest in it.
Troy Wright, Assistant General Secretary of the Public Service Association, joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.